and she began to serve them. That evening at sunset, they brought to Jesus all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, Jesus got up and went to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." And Jesus went throughout Galilee proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. The Gospel of the Lord. Tonight I'd like to focus my reflections on the second reading, particularly where St. Paul says tonight, he says, "For though I am free, I have become all things to all people, so that I might by all means save some." Now, let me read that again. He says, "I have become all things to all people, so that by all means I may save some." So it's clear that Paul has a burning desire in his heart to do whatever it takes and to use whatever legitimate means available to him in order to lead people to Christ, lead people to faith in Christ. And this zeal that he has in his heart to lead others to Christ, it's a real sign of God's love working in his heart. Because after all, God himself has a passionate desire to share his life and give eternal life to each person. And so God has shared that to some degree in St. Paul's heart as well. And I think that is a zeal that we also need in our parish, and also especially in the church today in North America. In his homily last week, if you remember, Deacon Charles asked us a very important question. He looked around, and then he asked the question, "Where are all the young men in our parish?" And he told us that before Mass started, he took a quick head count of all the young men present at the Mass, and he did that at every Mass. And at each Mass, he came up with similar numbers, 9, 10, 8. I think the largest number he came up with was 12. So his observations are really perfectly in line with what sociological research is finding today. A recent study by an institution called CARA found that for those people who are between the ages approximately of 18 and 30 years old, only about 10% attend Mass. And not only are young Catholics rarely attending Mass, but fewer and fewer are getting married. A study recently showed that in 1972, in the United States, about 415,000 Catholics, young Catholics, got married that year in 1972. In 2010, just a few years ago, only 168,000 got married, even though the population from 1972 to 2010 had increased by 17 million people. And so the research over the years has consistently shown that over time, fewer and fewer Catholics, young Catholics, are attending Mass, fewer and fewer are getting married in the church. And if young Catholics are not bothering going to church, and if they're not bothering to marry in the church, then why would they bother to raise their children in the faith? And that's something that many of us as priests have noticed recently in the last few years. We notice more and more that our parishes are full of older Catholics, and many of them tell us that their children are no longer bothering to go to church anymore, and that many of their grandchildren now are not even baptized. And so it makes sense. If one generation is not bothering to practice the faith, then the next generation, they're not even going to be baptized. Now, these comments are not meant to be discouraging or pessimistic. It's just simply first, like, let's take a look at the situation honestly. What is going on in the Catholic Church in North America today? What is the reality? And then, okay, what can we now do to try to improve it? What can we do to change it? And why is this happening? Well, last week, Deacon Charles also offered what I think is a good answer, one answer, as to why the younger generation are not practicing their faith that they were born into. Why are so many of them missing in action? Well, Deacon Charles suggested that one important reason would be that they've not yet really encountered Christ. They've not yet really converted. They may have been baptized, received their first Holy Communion, even the sacrament of confirmation, but they're not yet evangelized. They've not yet encountered Christ in a meaningful way, and they've not yet converted to him, and so the sacraments are just not meaningful to them. So how does one, therefore, really convert to Jesus, and how does one become intentional in following him? Well, one of the first steps, and a necessary step, is that people need to hear the Word of God. It's the Word of God that converts hearts. I can't do it. You can't do it. It's God's power. It's His Word. And it's through the Gospel and the Scriptures that God gives His grace to enlighten hearts, to touch them, to move them, to guide them. It's by hearing God's word that then people can experience God's goodness, beauty, and love for them, and then they will want to convert. But here's the dilemma. Why would young people want to come to the church to hear the word of God if they find their experience of church to be cold, unfriendly, boring? The answer is they wouldn't. They may come for a special reason, such as maybe a Christmas or Easter or a marriage of a friend or a funeral, but if the experience of church is cold and unfriendly, they're not going to want to come back. I mean, why would they? And a U.S. religious landscape survey recently found that the majority of Catholics or adults who leave the practice of their faith of their childhood, they don't do it all at once. They do it slowly in a series of steps over time. And so it means, the study is saying, that there are at any one point in time, there are countless people in our society who are considering leaving their childhood faith, but they've not yet decided where to go. Others who may rarely come to Mass, but they do believe in religion and pray regularly, and so they wander in and out of our parishes from time to time. And there are many others that are exploring their options and just doing what's called church hopping. And research shows that in deciding which church to join or which church to come back to, what they're looking for is, at first anyways, is a church where people are warm and welcoming, people who show a genuine interest in them. They're looking for a parish in which they can experience authentic relationships and a sense of belonging. If they find this in a parish, then they will be attracted to coming back to the church and joining. So it's only after they feel welcomed and cared for, only after they realize that they could develop genuine friendships in this parish, only after they have a feeling of belonging, only then are they interested in taking the Word of God seriously, and only then are they open to conversion and following Christ more closely. And so today in the first reading, St. Paul says, "For though I am free, I have become all things to all people, so that by all means I may save some." So St. Paul is saying he has this burning desire to do whatever it takes, use whatever legitimate means at his disposal in order to bring people and lead them to Christ. And so the question is, are we as a parish, are you willing to do whatever it takes to help your children, your nieces, your nephews, your cousins, your grandchildren, to come back to church so that they can hear the word of God and be blessed by it, enriched by it, and truly converted to Christ? If the answer is yes, then research shows the first step is that parishes need to change a little bit their culture, the way in which they do Sunday Mass. It means that when our non-practicing relatives, friends, children, and grandchildren, when they come to church, that they find it to be a positive, uplifting experience, that they find that there are people here who will smile at them, who will welcome them, people who will take an interest in them, even if it's just briefly, people who show kindness and genuine care, people that they feel they could maybe form authentic friendships with, a place where they would like to belong. Only then will they consider coming back and then give the Word of God a chance in their lives. So if you're interested in joining this effort, there are many places you could help out in our parish. We are looking for more people who are willing to help once in a while with putting out the refreshments for fellowship after Mass. We could use more people willing to help out in the Children's Liturgy program once in a while on Sunday morning. We are looking for people who are willing to babysit young children during Mass so that young parents can get a breather, that they have the opportunity to focus on listening and on prayer during the Mass. We're looking for people who are willing to be greeters, to welcome people as they enter the church, to smile at them and say, "Welcome, I'm glad you're here." We're looking for everyone, actually, to stay a few moments after each Mass to say something to a fellow parishioner, to get to know other parishioners. And if we're successful in all these efforts, then with God's grace, our parish will become much, much more attractive to the many people who are no longer practicing their faith. And you and I will be beginning more deeply to share in the mission of Jesus in reaching out and in bringing a lost generation back home. And many of these in the lost generation are, as I mentioned, children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, cousins, close friends. And in the process of joining in this mission, your own faith, my faith, and our joy in Christ will also grow and be richly blessed.